The new year arrives this coming Sunday. That's the fiscal new year for most businesses and for the state. The budget the legislature passed during this year's session will also go into effect over the weekend. And the people who are already at work writing the budget for next year are keeping a careful watch on the effects of low oil prices. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
Alaska's fortune rises and falls along with the price of oil and with the amount of the state's most profitable resource that is produced. Oil prices hovered at less than $100 a barrel most of June, a price level that's lower than anticipated, but still comfortable for state revenue needs. Karen Rayfield is Director of Management and Budget for the Parnell Administration.
We're still projecting a considerable balance at the end of FY12 that would go into the statutory budget reserve, and we believe that will still be the case.
Legislative sources expect the most easily accessible account, the statutory budget reserve, will have about $5 billion in it when it's all counted in the coming months. However, bills that come due in the new fiscal year will be seen in a different light. Where the budget's break-even point for 2012 was about $85 a barrel, a $93 market price of oil is good. But with the 2013 budget's break-even point of $104 a barrel, that same price is troubling. Bill Thomas of Haines is co-chairman of the House Finance Committee and is responsible for writing the operating budget.
What I would consider our biggest fear is reality. So there's a lot of things that people think we should have added that we probably can't afford to do now.
However, it's an annual budget, and the price of oil that matters is the average price over the course of the coming year. Rayfell says the state is not short of cash, but the balance warrants watching between now and December when the budget for 2014 will be released. That's the one she's working on now.
Given the volatility and what we've seen in these prices, it's hard to say at this moment whether we would be in a situation of having to draw on reserves in FY13.
Thomas says legislators have been warning for several years now that high income with accompanying budget surpluses will not last. And he says budgets have minimized growth and included savings with the expectation that those savings would someday be needed to cover a shortfall.
We have money all over the place, and it's hard to figure out exactly, what we have.
The worst scenario would see both prices and production continuing to fall. The June average production was about 520,000 barrels a day, in a pipeline built to carry four times that amount. Rayfell says seeing low prices heightens the awareness of the low production. And Thomas agrees, saying he's looking for a new incentive program from the governor that would increase production. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.